It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, there aren't enough candidates to go around in the state legislature with many uncontested seats in November. Our guest says that's bad for state government, maybe bad for us.
First, Milwaukee is the fourth unhappiest city in the country, even more unhappy than recently bankrupt Detroit. That's according to a new report out by the U.S. National Bureau of Economic Research.
Those rankings are based on self-reported satisfaction of residents in cities. New York City ranked as the unhappiest city, followed by Pittsburgh, Louisville, then Milwaukee, with Detroit coming in at number 5.
And when you look at the map that goes along with the study, Wisconsin is a state is generally pretty happy. In fact, Milwaukee seems to be the only part of the state that actually ranks as unhappy.
This survey is self-reported. It's hard to tell exactly why things came out that way, so we want you to fill in the gaps. Why do you think Milwaukee ranks as one of the unhappiest cities in the country? What do you think it is about other cities in Wisconsin that point to happiness? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Here to talk about why Milwaukee is dissatisfied and maybe what it has to look forward to is Jabril Faraj. He's a Milwaukee-based writer and founder of MilwaukeeStories.org. Jabril, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So for MilwaukeeStories.org, what you do is you go around Milwaukee, you interview people that you meet, and in doing that, do you get a sense of dissatisfaction among Milwaukeeans?
A little bit. It's funny, when we get to talking about, you know, the people that we have in our city, there's definitely emotion away from dissatisfaction to hope, you know, and it, depending on the person you talk to, you know, a single person could really talk about both of those things. So they're not mutually exclusive, but you know, there are definitely some impressions of attitudes in this city, I would say, that, you know, have discouraged some people and probably have helped to contribute to what we're talking about today.
Okay, so you're saying impressions of attitudes. What kind of attitudes?
Well, you know, some of the people that I've talked to have described Milwaukee as a negative city. I think a lot of that is stemming from, a woman I talked to about last week, I think. You know, she says she's a machinist. She's black, white, and part Native American as well. And she talked about experiencing racism and sexism, you know, in the workplace and outside of it. And she says that, you know, that's not really exclusive to her, obviously, but, you know, she's seen those things affect everyone, and that she feels that in Milwaukee particularly, people very often will judge you based on what you look or talk like, regardless of your intelligence.
And so do you think in general, the people that you spoke with, they sort of give off a sense of unhappiness, or is it something that's sort of more subliminal? People go about their business, but maybe they're less happy than someone who's living in, you know, a different place.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think people are wallowing in their unhappiness. I think it's very much a, you know, I live here and this is how life is. And maybe I'm not quite as happy as I would like to be, but there's not much I can do about it right now. You know, I think when we talk about, you know, the study in particular that we're talking about today, you know, I think it mentioned that while, you know, some people are will ignore that unhappiness or put up with it if they have, you know, higher wages, higher incomes, or lower housing costs and such. And it is true that Milwaukee is a relatively inexpensive place to live. But at the same time, I think, you know, the reason why we see people not just leaving the city is probably because a lot of the people who are primarily unhappy don't necessarily have the means to do that and change their situation.
Well, we'd love to hear from someone in Milwaukee. What do you think of this? Is Milwaukee an unhappy city? Number one was was New York. Milwaukee, number four in terms of self-reported unhappy people living in cities. And we're curious about what you think. Do you think this is, you know, rubbish? Or do you think there's something to Milwaukee having some sort of a cast as a negative city, an unhappy city? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And what about things that are positive? Do you hear any of that as you're going about your job collecting stories, Jabril?
Definitely. You know, I would say let's not cast Milwaukee as a horrible place. There are a lot of positives. I'm a lifelong Milwaukee resident myself, and there are good things going on here. There are big opportunities in terms of water technology for this city. That's something that's, you know, going to be big in the future. You know, in addition to that, we have a lot of great things going on in terms of entrepreneurship and technology and young people organizing. But for the most part, we see that happening in the downtown area. And when we really get to talking about the larger city, I think there's a large part of our city that a lot of people forget about. And that's, you know, Western Milwaukee and the South Side. And those areas have majority populations that are minorities. And the reality is that we haven't been able to develop enough jobs in the wake of some of the large manufacturing companies that we had that were stationed, you know, in the central city that provided jobs and employment. We just haven't been able to make up for that. And I think that's what you see, you know, affecting this issue. Mm-hmm. In particular, there was another gentleman that I did talk to who, you know, he was very, very much about this is my home. And he had talked about getting into the streets and fast money and such in his younger days. And he served some prison time, and now he's 40 years old, and he got his GED, and he's going back to get his associate's degree in business management.
Gotcha. I just want to jump in so we can get to some callers here who are now with us. We've got Scott joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Scott. What do you think?
Hello. Hi. Well, I think, you know, I'm a Milwaukeean for the last 23 years. I think that a lot of this stems from racial inequality and economic inequality. I think there is a large segment of the population that has been pretty much, I don't want to say downtrodden, but I want to say downtrodden. I think there are a number of people that I've run into that this is reality for them. And it's a problem. It's a problem. I think Milwaukee's a great city. And I think we have so much going for us compared to other cities. But I think that's really the key ingredient is that inequality.
All right. That's an interesting one. Scott, thank you so much for that. And let's go right on to Chris, who's going to weigh in from Wisconsin Dells. Hi, Chris.
Hi. I lived in Milwaukee for 30 years. I'll try and make this fast. And I owned a home there for 20. I have a bunch of friends who have put their blood and guts into houses there, and they're all reaching retirement age, and everybody is talking about bugging out. I think you're going to see that happening a lot. What I wanted to talk a little bit about, because your guest just covered a bunch of the things that I wrote down, the government is corrupt, and it's been corrupt for 60 years, especially the police department. And I don't know if the reports I've gotten from my friends is that they haven't fixed the problems with the police department. That's not my opinion. They've been killing people and stuff. And the other thing that happened is that during the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, the city never held the inner city landlords, who the people don't own their properties. They never held them to task to fix these properties up, and the housing in the inner city has gone to hell in a handbasket, basically. And then the third thing I wanted to say is that the media, for years and years and years, was just the Milwaukee Journal, the Milwaukee Sentinel, and they just basically kissed the butts of the status quo. never did anything, never did any investigative reporting about anything. And this has just been left to fester. And
okay.
Now they've
got... Gotcha, Chris. Thank you so much. We've got your 3 points in there. And before we go to another call, Jabril, do you want to respond to what Chris had to say?
Yeah, well, a lot of what she said I can't necessarily confirm or deny, but I want to definitely agree with Scott. You know, I think we could describe Milwaukee as a tale of two cities. It was, you know, recently said that Wisconsin is the worst place to raise a black child. And, you know, we know that that Milwaukee is the most segregated city in the country. And, you know, I think when Chris, our second caller, you know, was talking about the media and perception, I think that goes into that as well a lot, where some people are just hearing certain things about certain parts of the city. But really where that all, you know, where all these issues start is with jobs and education, and that's really what we need to start looking at.
And we're going to take one last call. We're going to go to Haley in Madison. Hi, Haley.
Hi.
What
I just want to say I moved to Madison this past fall from Milwaukee after living on the east side for 5 years, and I miss it every day. I loved Milwaukee. There's a great culture, a great park system, things like the Urban Ecology Center, and it was so much more affordable than Madison, which I really do miss.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Haley, thank you so much for joining us, and Jabril, thanks to you as well.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Jabril Faraj, a Milwaukee-based writer and founder of MilwaukeeStories.org. We've been talking about a recent report showing that Milwaukee ranks as the fourth unhappiest city in the country.